Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this podcast, villagers, we welcome you. Thank you for listening to Village Health, where we discuss healthcare awareness. Today, we are going to discuss PAP, CPAP equipment, or BiPAP. And I know you're wondering, do I need one? Do I qualify for one? Hey, I have one. What am I entitled to regarding equipment and supplies? Well, you'll know when I come right back, and you'll find out right after this. I'm back. Welcome, villagers. And I'm your host, Neil. I know you're wondering, why did I choose this subject? Well, actually, I used to sell CPAP and BiPAP equipment. That's right, sleep apnea equipment. When I was working for this nationwide company, I used to provide the sleep studies and sleep, actually, equipment to sleep apnea patients who qualify for these for this equipment. Another reason why is because I have friends, families, and friends of family members ask me about the sleeping equipment all the time. They're always wondering, what do they qualify for, as in supplies and equipment, and are they eligible to get a new piece of equipment? All right, so today we're going to get into it. What is a CPAP or a BiPAP? Well, a CPAP, which stands for continuous positive airway pressure. Basically, it's continuous air pushing down in that one way. Okay? Now, the bilevel, which they call a BiPAP, is a bilevel positive airway pressure. That will actually send in positive pressure with two different levels of pressure as you're inhaling and exhaling while you're sleeping. So, the patients who qualify for a CPAP and BiPAP, qualifying for a CPAP or BiPAP, what are the parameters to qualify? CPAP is mild to moderate testing for sleep apnea. In other words, you have sleep apnea that the CPAP could most likely remedy some of those issues when you're snoring and all. So the parameters of all patients with an apnea hypopnea index, which is AHI, is greater than 15. So in other words, 15 episodes every 30 seconds, basically. So an episode is every 30 seconds. When you get a study, the sleep tech reads those episodes, and they'll see how many episodes you have how many hypopneas you have each episode. They're considered, 15 are considered eligible for CPAP regardless of symptom metallurgy. For patients with an AHI between 5 and 14, CPAP is indicated only if the patient has one of the following excessive daytime sleepiness, hypertension, or cardiovascular disease. So you have those symptoms and that diagnosis, you will qualify for a CPAP. All right, now, how you qualify for a BiPAP? Having these diseases, COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, or severe OSA, obstructive sleep apnea. So in other words, severe means anything above 15. I've seen patients who had 30 AHIs. As a matter of fact, I've seen a patient who had 54. I mean, and they didn't even stop breathing. I even noticed on some studies, a patient stopped breathing for like 8-9 seconds at a time. So that's what happens, unfortunately. And obesity. So if you're above, if your primary care physician qualifies you as being obese, you can qualify for a BiPAP. Another qualification is pneumonia. Another, asthma flare-ups. And poor breathing after an operation. I stress to you, please follow up with your surgeon and your primary care physician. That's another symptom of actually a diagnosis you can qualify for a BiPAP. Neurological disease that disturbs breathing. As I spoke to you, actually we discussed earlier regarding sleep apnea, your brain is actually, if the brain's not getting enough signals of saying, hey, I'm getting enough oxygen, your brain is saying, this is what I need. I need you lungs to work harder. I need you, your body, I need you to work harder. And your heart is pumping even harder. So if it's not getting enough oxygen, that will happen. All right. Let's get down to the eligibility for equipment and supplies. I used to hear this a lot when I used to sell CPAPs and BiPAPs. This is equipment. What am I eligible for? I will have patients who had machines for like 10 years. I just could not believe it. They don't even remember who their Doble Medical Equipment company, who originally set them up to have the respiratory therapist actually come out and set them up on their equipment, on their machine, CPAP machine or BiPAP machine. Okay, if you have a machine, every 5 years, listen to this closely, every 5 years, you are eligible for a brand new CPAP or BiPAP machine. Whether you have Medicare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, UnitedHealthcare, AmeriHealth, AmeriGroup, you name it, you qualify for a new machine. And I understand lately that the large suppliers, because of the supply chain management with the chips and all, it's been a shortage. So it's been a backlog, and it's been a recall on some machines. So if I were you, if you have a machine, look on the machine itself. It should be a sticker there with the Doble Medical Equipment Company's name and contact information. And if you can't find it, do me a favor, look up your local Doble Medical Equipment Companies or your CPAP or your PAP companies, it's positive airway pressure, your CPAP or BiPAP companies. Look them up. Go on Google and, you know, do a search. Go in the search engine and say CPAP companies near me. Okay. All supplies such as tubing and filters are eligible to be replaced every 3 months. Are you listening? So you have a filter in your CPAP or your BiPAP. That has to be cleaned. In between replacement, clean it with a little soapy water, rinse it out, damp, you know, get a cloth and, you know, dry, damp and let it dry out, and then put it back in your machine. The tubing, I hear this all the time. Please, whatever you do, do not clean your tubing with soap and water, because the tube really has condensation and really won't dry out. I've heard of people actually literally blowing air through the tubing with a hair dryer to get it dry. Just remember, some of the tubing has a heated wire element that will go to your water chamber to add humidity, so your nasal passages won't dry out. So all of the CPAPs and all and BiPAPs have humidity with the water chamber, okay? So water reservoir, okay. So the water reservoir for a CPAP and BiPAP is to be replaced every 6 months. So again, please contact your local durable medical equipment company. I always say DME. That's a acronym for that. And ask them to replace your water reservoir. Now, I know a lot of people will, you know, of course they clean that. That has to be cleaned because you don't want any type of bacteria backing up and getting into your in your body and your system. So make sure that's replaced every 6 months, okay? And this is something that a lot of patients of mine did not know, that they are eligible to have their masks replaced every 3 months. So you got a gel mask, you got a full face mask, you got a nasal pillow mask, semi-full face, semi-face with the chin straps. Believe me, you're eligible to have that mask replaced every 3 months. Please contact your equipment supplier company who provided you with the CPAP or BiPAP. If you even have the phone number to the respiratory therapist, I'm sure they should be, you should, I'm sure that they, make it so that they are accessible to you as well, especially when they do a new setup. So make sure you get that information, okay? So all the people who don't know what they qualify for, just rewind, rewind in this podcast and listen, please. Because I contacted some of my respiratory therapist friends and all, and actually some, a couple of friends of mine who own an oxygen and, CPAP equipment company. I want to make sure that I'm giving you the correct information. I don't like misleading anyone because, in the health field, it's serious. So please do that. And believe it or not, we have a sponsor. They liked us so much, they decided to say, hey, we like what you're doing. We like the fact that you're sharing information with, your listeners. So, this podcast is sponsored by Sleep Lease Corporation. It's a commercial apnea sleep company. So basically, that performs sleep studies in a skilled nursing environment. If you have a loved one who is in an inpatient in a skilled nursing facility or a nursing home in the state of Maryland, please give them a call. If they need a test, hey, you never know. Because a lot of patients who have pulmonary issues, if your loved one is in a nursing home or skilled nursing facility and they have a respiratory or pulmonary therapy, ask them, say, hey, do I qualify to get a sleep study? So if they are in the state of Maryland, please give Sleep Lease a call or get the administrator or the director of nursing in the facility. Give them a call at 888-675-6662. Again, that number is 888-675-6662. They are a very reliable company. Only reason I know is because I checked them out. And they're contracted with 24 local nursing homes throughout the state of Maryland. So they must be doing something right. If they have that many skilled nursing facilities. So give Sleep Lease a call. Or I said again, get your loved one to speak with the director of nursing or the social worker. And hopefully you can get them tested while they're there. I've met a lot of people, like I said again, I have friends and family that have these issues with this CPAPs and all. That's why I'm passing, this information on to you villagers so you can take care of your loved ones. I'm sure you have someone laying next to you snoring and sleeping that may even qualify for a CPAP or a BiPAP. Get them tested. It's important because in episode 3, what we discussed, it's the symptoms and the effects of having sleep apnea. It's not a good thing. It can affect you in so many negative ways. So villagers, I just want you to know that Village Health has a website. Tell us what you think. We would love to hear, you know, your comments and all. Go to www.villagershealth.com. VillagersHealth.com. Villagers. You're our villagers, so it takes a village to take care of our loved ones. So please tell your loved ones, family, friends, co-workers about this podcast and spread the word about healthcare awareness. It's very important to share this information. And I hope this information finds you well. And the next episode, we're going to have a guest. We have a guest regarding hospice care. It's not what you think it is or what you may have heard. Believe it or not. Take care of your loved ones. Have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time you're listening to this podcast. Thank you.